I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 24th. South Shore Plaza in Braintree reopened yesterday after a man was shot inside the mall Saturday afternoon. Norfolk County DA's office said forensic work inside the plaza was completed and that the mall was reopened for business. The Target at the plaza opened at its regular time yesterday, and the rest of the mall opened at its normally scheduled time. No arrests have been made in connection with the shooting. Investigators with the Braintree Police and State Police remain on the scene, including near the plaza. Police said the shooting happened about 3 p.m. Saturday inside a store on the first floor. According to police, one man approached another, brandished a gun, and fired. State police said the victim was taken to a Boston hospital with life-threatening injuries, believed to be a 26-year-old man from Boston who was not being identified at this time. The plaza was placed on lockdown, and a shelter-in-place order was issued for the surrounding neighborhood. The police say the situation has now been cleared, and there is no danger to the public. A swastika was discovered in a bathroom at the Central Middle School in Quincy on Friday. In a notice sent to parents, Principal Rick DeCristofaro Jr. says the swastika was discovered in a third-floor boys' restroom. DeCristofaro says the incident is under investigation and that the person or persons responsible will face appropriate consequences and serious discipline. DeCristofaro also says they're looking at ways to be more effectively monitoring the student restrooms. This coming Thursday, DeCristofaro says there will be activities in honor of International Holocaust Remembrance Day. He says the activities are designed to educate students on the Holocaust and how anti-Semitic symbols such as swastikas represent hatred and the atrocities that have been committed against humanity. DeCristofaro also says that a virtual parent academy will be held on February 8th. With a presentation from the Massachusetts Aggression Reduction Center at Bridgewater State University, focusing on the influences of social media and bias. The Quincy City Council may try again to get funding for a new Department of Social Justice and Equity. Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci, Ward 6 Councilor Bill Harris, Councilor-at-Large Ann Mahoney will introduce a resolution at tonight's City Council meeting calling on the mayor to approve $75,000 to create the new department. The resolution states that the council already approved the new department a year ago, but that the mayor failed to provide funding. The mayor did establish a commission to study the need for such a department. However, that commission, chaired by Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane, has not filed any public recommendations. Also tonight, council will try again to get the mayor to fund an outside attorney for them to use. At-large Councilor Ann Mahoney will introduce a resolution calling on the mayor to provide $60,000 for outside legal counsel. Tonight's meeting is being held remotely and will begin at 6:30. An attack on a woman outside Wollaston last week is just coming to light. Police say 40-year-old Eric Duard of Boston attacked a woman on Brook Street after she exited the Wollaston T station on January 13th. The woman says Duard dragged her into a yard and tried to assault her, but then fled as she was screaming. The woman called police, and a canine eventually tracked Duard to Farrington Street, where he was reportedly admitting that he owned a backpack that was discovered during the pursuit. The woman also reportedly identified Duard as the man who attacked her. He now faces charges of assault with intent to rape and kidnapping. No criminal charges will be filed in the death of the Boston University professor who fell through broken stairs at an MBTA station last September. David Jones of Milton was on a run when he fell through a rusted-out flight of stairs at the JFK T station. Suffolk County DA Kevin Hayden says Jones attempted to go up the stairs, which had been blocked off and unattended for more than a year. Jones was an associate professor in the Department of Health, Law, Policy, and Management at Boston University's School of Public Health. The staircase was removed after Jones' death. Governor Baker again plans to propose $200 million in new local road and bridge repair funding, a level that falls below what cities and towns have asserted is required to address their needs. Municipal officials have consistently sought a $300 million annual allocation, as well as a multi-year funding commitment, but they've been unable to convince the governor or House and Senate Democrats to agree to that approach. The governor disclosed his plans during virtual remarks delivered Saturday to the annual meeting of the Mass Municipal Association. Annual funds under the state Chapter 90 Road and Bridge Program are split among 351 cities and towns, and the MMA described the program's funding level as stuck at $200 million for the past decade. Local officials said maintenance needs remain, but the program has lost a third of its purchasing power since 2012. The MMA has asked Baker for a $264 million increase in unrestricted local aid. Baker said over the past 7 years, his administration has kept its promise to tie unrestricted aid increases to projected increases in state tax revenues, and did not return to municipalities earlier in his tenure to ask for money back when state tax collections fell short of projections. Unionized nurses want Governor Baker to address employee burnout nearly 2 years into the pandemic. The Mass Nurses Association says the healthcare system's buckling under the pressure of both COVID patients and those who delayed care during the pandemic. The union's calling for a series of actions to help healthcare workers, including repeal regulations regarding travel nurses, quicker licensing for out-of-state nurses to help with the staffing crisis, stricter visitor policies at hospitals, on-site testing and booster shots for healthcare staff. All staff interacting with patients be provided with new single-use N95 masks. The Nurses Association said the recent activation of the National Guard to hospitals has been helpful so far, and they're asking for more assistance. Check of business news this morning, and stocks opened the day in negative territory. The Dow was down 450 points on Friday. The NASDAQ lost 385, and the S&P dropped 84. Shares were mixed. In Asia, the dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at over $85 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Wizards 116-87, and the Bruins host the Ducks tonight at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. Today will turn out partly cloudy and a high 32. For tonight, cloudy and cold, low of 18. Scattered snow showers tomorrow, mostly in the morning, then a high of 42. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 27. Thursday, sunny and a high 25. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. Winds out of the north-northeast, 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide right before 4 p.m. Sunrise at 7:04, set 4:47. Traffic note: Four River Bridge due up at 3:45 today, 7 a.m. on Wednesday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, January 24th.